The sports world, well, really, the entire world was shocked by the death of Kobe Bryant on Sunday. And Jason Kennedy from E!, you know him from In the Room and also formerly E! News, is joining us to just talk about what a shock this was. Jason, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Jeremy. Just devastating in the fact that, you know, it's almost been 24 hours now and you still can't wrap your head around it. I'm literally driving by the scene where it happened yesterday, and it still feels quiet. The city, Los Angeles, feels it. Normally, you know, there's so many cars on the freeway. Normally, people are honking, and now the people are just kind of getting to their destination. Everybody seems to kind of be in shock right now, and that's how it felt yesterday. I live about 6 minutes from the scene, and I, like everybody else, thought it was going to be a hoax until we heard the confirmation from the authorities and went there, and I was really taken aback at all the people that showed up on the scene dressed in Kobe jerseys and visibly crying because they were so deeply impacted by this man and what he was doing and what he's done in the sports world and what he was doing outside of the sports world. It's just, it's hard to comprehend, man.
I got to ask you, though, I mean, you've been a reporter for years, as have I. I mean, do you go to something like that as a reporter, as a fan, almost as a neighbor? You live, you know, close by. How do you approach it?
Well, initially, I approach it as a human being, and I always try to approach it as a human being that was just deeply impacted by the news that 9 people were killed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I get in the car, and I call Juliana Rancic, who's been a dear friend and co-host of mine, and we're just trying to discuss, you know, what we're going to do for the Emmys broadcast and how we're going to, you know, tell the story. And we both just kind of broke down because we love Kobe. And I've been a lifelong Kobe fan and basketball fan for a long time now. And then I said, okay, you got to pull it together. There's a, you know, you got to be respectful and just try to get the story to the people because that's your job. And in doing so, just trying to capture the moments of people that were impacted and moved by Kobe Bryant in their life. And it was really evident when you got on the scene. But it's hard to kind of remove yourself. I mean, it's kind of hitting me now, you know, almost a day later. But it still doesn't seem fair at all. And it doesn't seem right. And it doesn't seem real.
And it's also, you know, bizarre timing for the Grammys again to have a death just before it, Whitney Houston several years ago. But in a way, it's almost kind of fitting that there is a platform almost immediately to pay tribute to somebody of that kind of star power.
Yeah, I mean, it was evident in the red carpet interviews that he did. Everybody just sharing memories and moments and, you know, if they have met Kobe or not. And I think Alicia Keys did an incredible job hosting the show. The tone was right. What a hard job, you know, to bring people together. But it made it feel like we were all in that room together, mourning together, celebrating his life together, his daughter's life together. And I thought she did a spectacular job.
And the song tribute with Boyz II Men, I mean, haunting. I, you know, you almost have to watch that 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, just how they all came together. And, you know, obviously, you have to scramble when a tragedy like this happens. So kudos to the Grammys producers for putting the tributes together. And obviously not easy to do at such last minute. I thought it was remarkable to watch. And it's just sad that we're having to talk about this. And, you know, as we gather the details and continue to get details, I'm literally driving by the scene as we speak now and getting off the exit. People are still lined up just trying to fathom this.
Yeah. Finally, give me one word to describe Kobe Bryant.
Leader. He was an incredible leader of his team, and more recently, you know, if you follow him on social media, you can tell that he just loved his daughter so much. He loved Gigi, especially because she loved basketball, and he would teach her the ins and outs, and some of those videos went viral on the sideline of the Lakers games, you know, just loving on his daughter because she wanted to follow in dad's footsteps. And now to watch those videos after the fact, it's almost too much to handle.
Yeah, and I know there's going to be full coverage and a tribute to Kobe on E! News and other E! Programs, right?
Absolutely. there will be, and online for the very latest.
Yeah, again, this is a developing story, so follow E for all of the latest developments. Well, Jason Kennedy, you know, great chatting with you, but sorry to chat on these circumstances.
Horrible circumstances. I appreciate you having me on, though.